Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us on Simply Jewel Atypical Podcast, where we talk about life struggles, encompassing health, wellness, and alternative approaches to medicine naturally. Your host is Simply Jewel. So let's get ready to heal the mind, body, and soul. She's atypical of the average. SimplyJewel.com.
Good evening to you. How are you?
I'm doing okay. We're dealing with all the different changes in the world. It's just amazing, and some of it is frustrating. So welcome to Simply Jewel Atypical Podcast. It's another Tuesday we've never seen before. So, you know, you and I can always talk about something. There's so much to talk about. But I do want to say, you know, I'll let you talk first and then we'll figure it out. Because as the audience should know by now, depending on who's keeping in touch and who's following us, that you are now exclusively on the platform on Tuesdays and Saturdays as my, Ace Boon Coon, we'll say.
I know what that means. Thank you.
Yeah. I
like that. But, you know, as you were talking, as you were opening and talking about all of the things that are going on in the world today, believe it or not, a song that I woke up with this morning popped back in my head, and it's an old one. It's one of my mother's, and it's Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Now, Jewel, I want you to know that one time last year when that song came in my spirit, I actually sat down with a notepad and I started writing down blessings. And okay. I wrote and wrote and wrote. And it was like a slap in the face. Because what it told me is that I have not been grateful enough. I haven't acknowledged the things that God has given me, the things that I have received. I just take them for granted. So I'm glad you started out the way that you did, because I recommend that everybody take a little time and don't think you're going to finish it in one day, because you won't, but take time to count our blessings.
Well, that is true. And we also have to be true, that saying, to thine own self be true. Because people will take a few minutes to do that and then they go back into their slump.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, this is important for us to continue to support one another and to support other people, because, you know, you can go back into your room and close the door, or go back into your house and close the door and go back into that slump. But see, how many people really, really trust and believe? How many people really and truly embrace what you just said? Count the blessings. I mean, that's the thing. How do we keep people lifted? Not just for the time being, but for the duration of time, each day, every day, a little bit at a time. Like, my question is to the listeners, what is it that we have to do to keep each other lifted and motivated to get through some of these challenging times?
Well, while we're waiting on someone to respond, for me, awareness is the key. And I use this example. When I buy a black on black in black 2023 Lexus, then for the next 30 days, at least three times a day, I'm going to see that exact car. What I have to realize is that those cars have been there all the time. It's only when I got one that I became aware of all of the ones that are out there. So what I'm saying is, it's only when I initiate it, when I ask myself the question, Dorothy, what are you grateful for? Or do you have anything to be grateful for? Or what are you thankful for? Or how do you see God? And that's the name I call him, the Supreme Being, and others call him that, but whoever, the Supreme Power, the highest power, the Jehovah is in your life. How do you tell him that you're thankful for the things that he's done for you that you just took for granted? Well, I read someone, it was a doctor, and he says that one of the first things that he does in the morning is to smile and say, thank you, Lord. To something like that. And that triggers for him things that he probably had forgotten about. So we have to have the triggers. We have to be thankful that we woke up. Now, if we didn't wake up, then that's another thing, but that's not what we're talking about. We just need to be aware of the fact that we have so much to be thankful for, no matter who, what or who we call. The spirit that provided the things that make us grateful, make us thankful.
Well, that's good because, and we keep saying too that there's people that have lost hope. There's so many people that don't know what to believe or know who to believe. So, I know you're talking to the believers, but what about those that aren't believing? We have to be mindful that there's people that are really going through a hard time. They don't know what to believe, they don't know who to believe, they don't know how to calm themselves down, they don't know if they need therapy, they don't know where to go for therapy, all kinds of things. So that's why I'm saying, in these times, my mom used to say, if you're gonna make it in this world, you got to believe in something. So for those listeners out there, if you don't know, you're gonna have to start believing in something higher and more powerful than yourself, because in these times, it's hard out here. And, just so they know, we are going to try to create a private platform on Patreon. And so we're going to have to get some of these special announcements and special skills and wellness sessions on Patreon. It'll be on patreon.com/simplyjewel. But you know what? To the listeners, we're gonna have to try and figure out what name do we want to call it. And you know what, Dr. D? I was thinking, out of all the names we had on our list, what about drop-in session?
It sounds fine to me. One of the things that came in my mind earlier today was simply grief talk, or
Oh. That's a good one.
Yeah. Because we all have experienced grief. And I think one of the things that we fail to remember is that grief accumulates. You don't just say, okay, I'm grieving the loss of my puppy, and think, okay, beginning, middle, end. I did it for 3 months, that's over. And act as if the grief has left the room. It's still there. It's just moved over to a corner to make place for another kind of loss or grief. And so I think we need to look at that, but I also believe we need to turn inward. You know, we are Westerners. People from the East turn inward to the self that they know and start questioning themselves inside of themselves. So we need to turn inward, because really and truly, God has put, and I don't apologize for using the term God, but God has put everything and each one of us, I believe, at birth. And as we grow, we simply become more aware of the gifts that he's placed inside of us. We seem
That's good.
To come from the outside and soak in, but I believe it has to come from the inside. And like sweating, pour outside. Now, I'm not saying that there's legitimacy for what I'm saying other than for me, but there may be a couple of people like me who aren't afraid to go inside. I think we find a whole bunch of things inside ourselves that we've never known were there.
Mm-hmm.
So turn.
That's good.
Until you're ready to go to God, then turn inward and ask yourself questions. What do I really want to do today? Not these global questions. What do I want to do with the world? But what do I want to accomplish today? Or do I really have anything I need to get done? Or should I just simply rest and not feel guilty that I'm working all the time? Because we call ourselves thinking we have to be busy all the time. Well, why not just be and see what.
Well, that's what I say. Just simply be. Mm-hmm. Just simply sit down. Sometimes you don't need to get up and do this, that, and the third. You know, people say, well, I'm just going to go to the store, or I want to go to the mall and look around. You know, feel the pain. And it's okay to feel the pain, mm-hmm. you know, or feel the loss. It's okay to feel the loss. And just make sure that you're drinking water and that, you know, you're sitting still. You want to stay hydrated. Even if you don't want to eat, you still need to drink water and sit still, you see. So, yeah, that may be a good title, Simply Grief Talk Session.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does accumulate, and there's all kinds of losses. So, you know, loss of friends, loss of a job, mm-hmm. loss of a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many losses. You named a few more. Oh, what were they?
Well, divorce was a big, big deal for me 100 years ago when I went through a divorce.
Okay.
That can become one of the most painful relationships to sever in the world. Because how it happens, I don't know, but you can go from being just deeply in love and thinking you're going to live happily ever after, and then something happens, the break in a relationship, and you ended up hating each other. Now, how do you flip the switch that quickly? But it happens. It's hard to accept responsibility for your part in the loss of a marriage. You know, it's never a 50-50 thing. And if we went into marriage thinking that it's 50-50, I'll give my 50 and he's got to give his 50, well, we went in with the wrong attitude or belief in the first place.
Right.
It's never 50-50.
It's never 50-50 because sometimes you do 100 and they do 20, you know. So there's no 80-20. I hate when people put a percentage on things because as far as I'm concerned, there is no percentage because you do find yourself doing more than the other, you know, at times. And then you come together and then it starts over again. So, yeah, I don't know where that 50-50 came from, 80-20, all that. It is whatever works for your union, you know, because some people, you may do 50-50, but another couple may do 80-20. It's whatever works for the couple. That's why I was always told you can't be like other people. You can't, you know, compare your marriage to other people's marriage because nobody live in your home but you and and your family or you and your spouse. Yeah. So nobody knows. There's a huge equation to the situation. But like I say, I can say a lot because I've got 42 in and I wish somebody would tell me I didn't know what I was talking about because I would be like, well, then how did I make it to 42? Right, wrong, or indifferent? I'm still at 42.
Are you saying you've been married for 42 years?
42 years.
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
Lord, congratulations.
Thank you. So
it takes wisdom, perseverance, love, of course, but patience. I think there's a scripture in Galatians that talks about the fruit of the Spirit. But to stay married that long takes a lot.
That's what I'm saying. So if we can't use our experience as helping people, then they don't want any help. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't want any help. They looking at everything else, but like you say, go inside, go inward, because give and take is never easy. But for us, we had boundaries back before the word boundaries was a word. Now everybody's saying, oh, what kind of boundaries did you set? Well, we set boundaries back then. And as long as you do not overstep your boundaries, you got to keep going. You got to keep trying. And you got to be committed, you know. So it can get messy, but like I say, these people in these times, I don't know what marriage means to them, but, you know, there's a big divorce percentage, and studies show that people divorce due to finance.
Oh.
Out of all the things, it's always that's the highest percentage of divorce is due to finance. So you never know, maybe after, who's to say? But nonetheless, people have to, we got to get into the mindset of wellness. I think if they take that word serious, wellness, I think that they will start changing their mindset, because I say mind over matter. Mm-hmm. So it's how you handle the situation. That's what I have to say about that.
Well, I quite agree. And I wonder how many couples do any kind of extensive conversations, dialogue, talking to each other? Or do we talk at each other? Or do we take the time to listen carefully to what the person is saying? A person can be pouring his heart out, and if you just act like it doesn't make any difference, then there's a break in the communication.
Yeah, kind of like a disconnect. And I've been guilty of that myself. But what I can say is the more you try, the more you learn about that person, and you know when to talk to them. You know, it used to be, they say, wait until you're in a good place. You know, people have date nights and stuff like that. That's when you talk about the hard things. You know, you want to get in. So it's so many variables to the situation. But what I will say is, you know, you got to learn your mate, your partner. You got to learn them and learn what they like, what makes them happy, what makes them sad. You know, sometimes you just got to learn when they want their own space. Mm-hmm. So listen, it's a lot to it, but that's something people will be talking about on Patreon. Mm-hmm. So Patreon, I think you want to, we can say, well, Simply Grief Talk, but it's not always going to be grief talk.
No, it's
going to be health. Yeah, health and wellness. But we can put that in there. But you guys let us know, what title should we give this Patreon? It's going to be 8 sessions a month, $49.99. And you get to talk about whatever, healthy choices, life in general, grieving. Talk about the loss of love, a job, a friendship, the loss of hope. You know, there's all kinds of losses. And, you know, losses that people have not addressed yet. Yeah. So we need you to get involved. We need you to really help us with a name. And then once we do that, we are going to start putting content and Patreon, that's patreon.com/simplyjewel. And then you'll be able to go back and listen to all of the content that's in there. Once you join Patreon, we'll be circulating flyers so you'll know when we're really started. In the meantime, you can look and see what we have to offer, but you guys got to get involved. You got to start communicating. And Dr. D and I are going to speak about this again on Saturday between 5 and 7. We never know when we're going to come on, so you got to follow us. Go to simplyjewel.com or simplyjewel, the link tree /simplyjewel, let you know about all of my platforms. But we're going to start advertising about this paid session, because everybody doesn't want to do things live on our live platforms. Some people are really serious about their pain and their situation, that we can do it private. So that's what we're going to do. And Dr. D, anything else you want to say before we end this session?
Just that I am excited at the opportunity for people to take up a lost art again. And that is that of communicating, of talking to each other. You know, the world has changed so much within the last 50 years that it's hard to recognize some of the old values that we grew up with. And I want us to recapture that and to be able to talk about things. And I'm not saying that we don't have to develop relationships of trust and honesty, but I'm saying that's very possible. And that's what I'd like to pursue.
That's good. That's good. Well, I think that we can, and I think that we have a way to expedite all of the information and put it on different platforms so people know that we are serious about helping people. There's so much trauma in the world, and if people would just communicate, mm-hmm. I think they will start to feel better. So why not start at Simply Jewel? At patreon.com/simplyjewel. Like I said, Dr. D is on her own platforms on Instagram and Facebook. So look for Dr. Dorothy. Oh, and it's Dorothie
yes,
Clark.
That is correct. Yes.
Yes. Yes, and I'll put it also in our description so people can start finding you and engaging with you, engaging with her book. Go ahead and tell them a little bit about your book, and then we'll say goodnight.
Okay. The title of the book is Notes from a Broken Heart that I began a little over 5 years ago, after the sudden death of my younger daughter, Courtney. In fact, today, April 9th, marks the 6th year since she went to heaven. I was about to lose my mind, what little I had left after rearing teenagers, but I was about to lose my mind when a friend of mine came over, uninvited, unannounced, and decided to teach me how to use the blog. I didn't want to do it because I thought it took discipline that I wasn't ready to exercise at that point. However, I did. And the blog address is notesfromabrokenheart.blogspot.com. I still write on the blog, but Notes from a Broken Heart, the book, comes from the original blogs that I wrote as I was grappling with, groping with the pain, the anguish, the denial, the just being out of it after my daughter died. And so you can read me currently and the past 4 years worth are on there. You can read the book. It's on Amazon. And you can comment on the Blogspot, and we can communicate that way, although it's a slower way, but we can do that. So, Notes from a Broken Heart saved my life. Saved my mind. It has increased my faith. I am understanding the spirit, and I'm saying that with the capital S. I'm understanding more and more the workings and the outworkings of the Holy Spirit. I used to say when I first started, if I couldn't write the best-selling novel, then I'd write blogs. Well, I'm thankful that both are occurring now. And so I look forward to talking, to listening to people on these platforms. And Jewel, I thank you for the opportunity to do that.
Oh, yeah, we got to figure out a way to come together because, like I said, you know, Thank you for wanting to collaborate together. And as we grow, we can bring others on and have, you know, more serious conversations. And, you know, like you said, with the anniversary of today and the way that you're able to still be able to talk to others and who knows, help someone else. You know, just by saying, you know, you too have a loved one and today marks the anniversary, yet you're still going, you're still thriving, you're still embracing, you're still loving. I commend you and I marvel anyone who continues to thrive. And it, in such a painful situation, it's never easy. So I thank you for coming on tonight. And we'll end on that note. I appreciate you. For all of the listeners, please drop a comment. Let us know. If you wait too long, we're going to have a title because we want to start this thing as soon as possible to help people to heal and to communicate, like Dr. D said, which is a lost art indeed. So you have been listening to Simply Jewel, a typical podcast. Thank you all for coming on. Please share this out as well. And hopefully we'll see you over on the Facebook, Simply Jewel Cosmetics and Health Services, Saturday between 5 and 7. Peace and blessings, everyone.
Good night.
Okay, good night.